Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the Bulletin Board Heroes on Monday, the 22nd of June. Starting off with Active Energy, where we have a great-looking V-shaped bull flag here, just nestling on former February resistance. There's a gap there somewhere as well near the low, which I call the rocket launcher. Plus, and if you want to know about that, you can contact me and I'll give you a lecture on it. We've also got last week we had a golden cross between the 50 and 200-day moving averages. So really just waiting for an end-of-day close above the initial June resistance at 0.9 pence. And above that, we could have the next leg up to 1.7 pence, which is the top of that July 2019 trend channel. Stop loss on the whole excitement for the bulls, maybe back below 0.65 and back below the 20-day moving average at 0.67. On to a stock which may be an early bird situation, but sometimes it's better to be early than late. Here we've got Argus Resources. We had that initial spike there to 3.5 pence, obviously dragged the shares back to get rid of the weak hands who might have thought they were in for a bargain. Current situation is we've got a support line there at just below the 50-day moving average, the blue line there at 2.28. So stop loss on the buy argument at the moment, back below 2 pence. We can get stay above that, obviously the initial target 3.5, but the big prize would be a journey on a end of day or weekly close back above the 3.5 pence level to retest the January resistance area at 6 pence plus for this situation. Maybe it would be enough to see an end of day close back above the 200 day line at 2.8 pence to confirm on a technical basis that we may be heading higher. On to Big Dish next, and here it was all about the 2.5 pence area that's been sort of blocking progress, or 2 to 2.5 pence blocking progress for quite a while. So that's what's that, four attempts basically since April to try and crack 2.5. But we've broken this line of resistance from February, which actually looks like it's been the best trigger for the shares. So above that line at 2.5, looking for a journey to the top of the August 2019 trend channel as high as 6 pence over the next 1 to 2 months. Stop loss, as I said, back below 2.5. On to a stock which I haven't looked at for quite a while here, Iron Ridge. Here we can see that shares have gapped up through the 50-day moving average, 8.9 pence. That gives us an island bear trap, island reversal for the shares. And at least while we're above 8 pence, which is June resistance, looking for higher numbers here, probably up towards 14 pence, which would be the top of this broadening trend, broadening triangle that I've just drawn over maybe as soon as the end of next month. Oracle Coal, or Oracle Power rather, as it is now, the next contender, a bit slow on this as far as looking at this one. The real breakout here was around 0.8, 0.9 pence, and we've easily cleared that now over the last couple of sessions. Looking to 1.6 pence at the top of that November trend channel as the destination over the next few weeks. Any dips towards a penny probably currently regarded as a buying opportunity, but you can see there, in fact, if you were an early bird on this, you would have bought at 0.7 pence, which broke the triangle from November. So fans of that stock already probably quite happy with their lot. Looking at stock which I haven't looked at here before, interesting that River fought global opportunities. I think it was a couple of interviews I've seen lately, but the shares breaking out through that old March peak at 0.75 pence while above that, looking for a top of March trend channel target, perhaps as high as 1.4 pence. Obviously, there's not much charting data to go for, but experience of the year suggests that the top of the channel is up towards 1.4 pence. Stop loss back below the 50-day line and 0.7 pence on that situation. Next up is Tomco, which some people are saying is zero and some people are saying is a hero, but at the moment probably the level to look at is the February peak, 1.5 pence above that. Retest of today's intraday high at 2.3 is on the cards. Best case scenario here, above 2.3 pence up to 4 pence, which is that October resistance line projection. But if you're heeding the doomsters, just watch out for that 1.5 pence level there. Delayed on looking at UK oil and gas, largely because of its reputation over the years. Probably the safest thing here is to wait for a break back above the 50-day moving average at 0.25 pence, let's say. If we can get above that, then maybe we head towards 0.4 pence. But as we know historically, every time there's a bit of share price strength, there seems to be a placing of some kind. So that does rather ruins the whole effect there. New stock for the Bulletin Board Heroes over the near term is UKR Product Group. Here we seem to be in a broadening triangle, or sort of making our way through that. 6.5 pence at the moment, above the 50-day line and above 5 pence, looking for the top of that 2016 triangle at 10 pence over the next month or so. Finishing off with Verditech, and here you can see that the reason I've included it is actually that we've almost hit the initial target there when it was 4p up to 8p. Above 8p, looking now for a journey to the top of that broadening triangle from 2018, as high as 13 pence. Stop loss at the moment, back below 6 pence on that situation. And I think we've actually also got a golden cross buy signal on Friday between the 50-day and 200-day averages, just to give us a bit more faith in the move higher. That's it from me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.